Welcome to the Court of Guns. Today's case, we have Minarum versus Agent K. Is Gremlins a Christmas movie or not? Let the court session begin.
All right. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty damn good.
Today, as the defendant, we have Agent K.
Okay. I'm defending that, yes, Gremlins can be taken as a Christmas movie.
And as the prosecutor, we have the man himself, Minarum.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your honor to you, sir.
Oh my god.
One more outburst like that, I'm gonna have you kicked out of my court.
Alright. You're dumb.
Jesus.
Court is in session. Begin.
Opening argument. Gremlins is in fact a Christmas movie. Takes place during the Christmas season. Although not on Christmas night, it is Christmas season.
Is there anything else to your defense?
No, it'll come up later.
Okay. Would the prosecutor like to proceed?
Gremlins is not a Christmas movie. It is way too violent. Okay. And there's like people dying. Like, okay. A lot.
Okay.
And a lot of blood, a lot of gore. I don't think it's a Christmas movie at all.
So you're argument is because there is violence, it's not a Christmas movie. Am I correct?
I can't say that because I think another movie that a lot of people like to talk about is a Christmas movie with a lot of violence. But, I mean, there's like no presents, but you barely see like anything Christmas related except for Christmas lights and snow.
Okay, well, I mean, there's sales of Christmas trees. They specifically say that there are Christmas trees for sale. He's running through the town. He's running late for work, and you're seeing everything decorated for Christmas. If I'm not, I think, right? Yeah.
Awesome. I haven't seen the movie in like 20 years.
Oh, I skimmed through it. Just a little bit. Oh. I skimmed through it a little bit.
All right, guys. I just have to say, next time you come to my court, you guys have to be more prepared.
I'm prepared.
Okay. Bro. I'm hearing a lot of skimming. Continue.
To me, I think the only thing that really like Christmas related besides the lights and stuff is Gizmo. He's cute. Okay. He's like the cutest little guy on the planet. Otherwise, you got gremlins, which are stuff nightmares are made out of.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So speaking on Gizmo, Gizmo was in fact given as an early Christmas gift.
Thanks, Dad.
You're going to like this.
What is it, a birdcage?
Don't shake it. We're going to have to open it now. We'll wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. At the very beginning of the movie, the father is in little Chinatown saying, "Oh, I'm looking for a gift for my son. I need a Christmas gift. What do you got?" When he comes upon the Mogwai. Yeah, and he's like, no, Mogwai is not for sale. But the kid under the table hands it to him, gets paid, and he's given as an early Christmas gift.
One gift? Is that it? And it wasn't even Christmas, right?
It was not Christmas.
So it's just a gift.
Well, the dad does say it's an early Christmas gift. Oh. Though it's, I guess, technically not given as a Christmas gift.
Well, I mean,
that can go either way.
Evil creatures that come with it. That's a scary movie. Horror movie.
Yeah, for sure.
It's almost like a Chucky movie.
His Honor would like to mention something. So what you're saying is, different scenario. Home Alone is also a horror movie. There's a lot of violence in that movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
Not even an ounce of blood.
Yeah, okay, I'm not... this is going to work against me. But there's nobody dying in Home Alone.
But they're getting hurt.
Yes, they're getting hurt, but there's no...
Potential death traps. Potential death traps.
Potentially.
Well, technically, in real life, anyone would be dead after that.
Yes.
You get a freaking brick to the face from three stories up, there's a good chance you're dead.
Yeah.
Or electrocuted.
Or, yeah, electrocuted.
Yeah.
Or your ass on fire.
That's his head.
Oh, but, head on fire?
Yeah.
But yes, okay, so I might be working against myself on this one here. Gremlins does have a lot of actual death. I'm talking about, like, there's blood, there's... Like, it was originally supposed to be more gore. Like, the mom was supposed to be decapitated.
Really?
Yes.
See, back in the day, before you were born, that was supposed to be like a kid's movie.
Yes.
But when it came out, it was like, that is not a kid's movie at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I read up a little bit on it. And I didn't watch it as a kid, actually, way back in the day.
Back when you were like 30.
You're dumb. No, but. Again, here we go. It was during the Christmas season. One of the very first songs, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was like the third song to play was a Christmas song. So it's very implied that it's Christmas
Eve. They play Christmas music the day after Halloween. Come on now.
Okay, that's fair. My wife has been playing for months.
Well, I worked at Party City for like 3 months, and literally the day after Halloween, it went to Christmas music.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to kill myself. Definitely not a Christmas movie.
They do, however, the Gremlins do decide to decorate a little bit, if you will. They string up the dog with the Christmas lights as well, adding to Christmas decorations. And although it's not necessarily your traditional Christmas decorations, going back to last week, Christmas decorations are Christmas decorations, if that's what they're intended for.
Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of on the fence right now. But part of me is like, dude, there's no way it's a Christmas movie. It's like straight up horror. There's people getting murdered and murked left and right. But then, yeah, there's Christmas stuff everywhere.
Okay. So, would the prosecutor like to take back the prosecution towards Agent K as a defendant? Or would you like to continue?
Sure. I don't know, dude.
I am making solid progress here. Damn.
Yep. I think I'm leaning towards Agent K as a defendant right now.
All because of dogs being strung up by Christmas lights.
No, because the prosecutor is on the fence. He's double-guessing himself.
Yeah, man, it could go either way. It's a good movie to watch during Christmas. I would agree so. But definitely don't have kids around.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, God. A lot of kids are more desensitized than they were back in the day. But they play like Call of Duty where they're killing people in the games.
And Call of Duty is like ghetto. Don't care about that shit.
All right, Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is big.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Here's a quick question. Do you honestly think it's a Christmas movie? Okay.
Is this on the record or off the record?
Yeah.
Both? It don't matter.
I think it's not. It can kind of lean towards Christmas, but I think it's more so not.
See, that's what I'm leaning towards.
Yeah.
It's got the Christmas spirit in it, but it's definitely otherwise not.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds like this case is being dismissed. It's not a Christmas movie, and it is a Christmas movie.
It depends who's watching it. That's the one thing I would say.
Yeah, I would say yes. That's fair.
I got one more question for you guys, defendant and prosecutor. When is a perfect time to watch this movie? Can you watch it during Christmas? Or would you rather watch it near Halloween?
I would say it has more of a Christmas tone towards the beginning, but maybe about a quarter into the movie, it turns more horror, like Christmas horror. But with that being said, Christmas horror.
I like what you did there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can watch the movie anytime during the year.
Oh, so it's year round. It's not specifically for one of the seasons.
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
I mean, there's really nothing tying it to it. It's not like Arnold Schwarzenegger Jingle All the Way and all those other stupid movies. Those are specifically for Christmas. Mm. This movie, you can watch any time of the year.
Mm.
Doesn't have to be Christmas.
So you can watch this while eating a turkey leg, is what you're saying?
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Or you can send in your love to, or your heart to a loved one.
Mm. You know what? I could definitely see myself eating a turkey leg while watching this.
Like to call to the stand the witness, Evil Ash.
Evil Ass.
Ooh, Tommy said that.
But that's only if he agrees that it's not a Christmas movie.
Hey, got a question for you.
Get him closer to the mic.
Can you hear him? Hey, I'm listening. What's Gremlins a Christmas movie or not?
Yes, because the Mogwai was originally purchased as a gift.
F you.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm calling up my witness.
That didn't go as planned.
I'm calling my witness.
Hey, it was an honest answer. There you go.
Hello.
And he even went into the pizza.
Hey.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, I'm got a quick question. Is Gremlins a Christmas movie or not?
I think so, bro.
Okay. Thank you. That is all I needed. Thank you.
All right, for sure. All right, bye. Minoru's like, God.
Hey, dude. I know you're a little under the weather today. I know you're sitting this one out, but I got a quick question. I am having a dilemma. Is the movie Gremlins a Christmas movie?
No. It's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. Okay. Would you care to explain?
Yeah, dude. There's the Gremlins are getting killed and decapitated. They're getting microwaved and blown up. Dude, there's man. Like it might be in a Christmas setting, but nah, it has nothing to do with Christmas.
Okay.
It's a straight up horror movie.
Okay, so does the Mogwai originally being a Christmas gift lean you any other sort of way?
Nah, that's just a setup for the horror movie.
Okay, well, you're out to need no help.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks for nothing. Later. All right. Well,
all right, gentlemen, do you have anything else to add before I make my final decision on the ruling of this case?
It's definitely not a Christmas movie.
And I say it is.
The court has come up with the verdict that this case is being dismissed. It is neither a Christmas movie, and it can be a Christmas movie. You can go either way. And that is my final ruling. Defendant's not going to jail. And prosecutor, you did a horrible job, but...
Thank you.
Case dismissed.
Thank you. I didn't know I was going to jail if I lost that debate.
Bro! Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen? One by one, if you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the gun range. Today we have Omni-Man and Invincible versus Nappa and Vegeta. Who will win?
this epic battle.
All right, so we're talking
strictly Saiyan Saga.
Saiyan Saga and the animated, right? Where are we going off the comic books? Because I haven't read that far into the comic books.
Just animated.
Animated, okay.
Let's keep this on even playing field, playing ground.
Welcome you to Mortal Kombat.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my god.
Omni-Man, he doesn't even need a son. He can take out Nappa and Vegeta no problem. He's not Superman level, obviously, but he's like the strongest in the story. The planet he comes from, he's kind of like, you know, Earth Superman, all that kind of stuff. He is so strong. He's got all his powers for the most part. No one on Earth, even with special powers, can even compete against him at all.
Right.
And it took, what, 7 or 8 of them just to injure him and put him in a coma?
Okay.
But one-on-one, I mean, he totally wrecks and destroys them all, left and right.
Okay.
Like, look what he did to the Batman wannabe dude.
Yeah, that was...
Dude, that was epic.
Yes.
But, and if you haven't caught up with the new season...
I have. 100% caught up.
Oh!
Really? Yeah!
Finally, dude. Jeez, it was dope, huh?
It's
dope.
Good.
It's so good.
Yes. Okay. But, so let's add a little bit of season 2 into this then, I guess.
I think Nappa's cakewalk. He's going to blow Nappa away.
Okay.
Vegeta is the one he's going to have issues with.
Okay.
Now, to close out my argument, Vegeta and Nappa, yeah, they destroy planets with their ki blasts and all that kind of stuff, but Omni-Man doesn't have to show that kind of power. I mean, technically, if he really wanted to, I'm sure he could destroy the moon by going as fast as he could to it and just ramming it through to oblivion, going through the center and blowing it up. That's my closing argument.
So, riddle me this. Aside from strength and speed, which both Saiyans have also, what else does Omnia have?
Well, I mean, light, super speed, lasers through his eyes.
I think in the animated series, I don't think they've shown laser eyes, have they?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe not. No, you might be right. Well, super speed and strength and flight and all that kind of stuff. He's not fazed by like anything except for someone that's as strong as him.
So someone that's as strong as him, and that would be just somebody that has the speed to keep up with him and the
strength.
The strength to injure him, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the immortal's the closest person, and you know how that turned out.
Yeah. Easy. Cakewalk.
And then part 2 is invincible.
Okay. So I guess opening argument, up to that point, there had been, that I can think of off the top of my head, 2 instances where they blow up the moon. Master Roshi, I think, blows it up, and then Piccolo blows it up when Ozaru, he goes Great Ape. And that's a key blast, like you said. Yes, Omni-Man is strong, but that happened while they were training. Well, Piccolo's happened while they were training for Saiyans, right? So we've been shown that Piccolo, probably the strongest of the bunch at the time when the Saiyans landed on Earth, was strong enough to blow up the moon, but nowhere near the strength to beat Nappa. So comparative, you think Piccolo or Tien would be where to the immortal?
For the immortal, I think immortal's probably stronger than Piccolo and them.
You think so?
Man, it's kind of hard. It's what he does to immortal, it's kind of hard. it's almost like Nappa versus Piccolo.
Yeah.
Piccolo being, you know, the immortal, whereas Nappa would be Omni-Man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's so, kind of the power difference. But when they all work together as a team, that's when they were able to do damage against Omni-Man.
So when they land on Earth, the Saiyans, the first thing that they do, Nappa flexes his two fingers, blows up a city. And during a... I don't want to say a full-on fight, because he wasn't full-on trying to kill Mark. But Michigan City, I think it was Michigan or Chicago, which one of those two, gets destroyed, basically. But not blown up. They're still able to rebuild. Like, it's not demolished.
No, I mean, and I don't think his goal was to demolish the city and anything like that. Mm-hmm. His goal was to make the point that these people don't matter, so don't try and save them. And he was obviously punishing the
Jan
out of the sun.
Here's another point. In season one, we were shown that alien race that came over, their time went differently from here on Earth. So they got time to prepare for the heroes and all that. Omni-Man comes over. He goes through their portal with them. He destroys their planet. He's destroying buildings and things of that sort, right? His goal was to destroy and to show them that they are insignificant to him.
Correct.
Right? I think Nappa could have done that and more. Easily. And like you said, Vegeta would be the one to watch out for, because he is loads stronger than Nappa was.
Like I said, Vegeta's probably the one that... If they're both going to lose, it's going to be against Vegeta. Nappa, I don't think Nappa's contest to these two, but I agree. Omni-Man, he expresses and he shows dominance, mm-hmm. but that's it. And he only goes and kills the people that are actual threat. But the whole point of him killing all those people with the mark there was to show that, hey, these people don't mean anything, so you shouldn't care.
Right, but that alien race... I use that as an example now, because he was basically like, this is my territory. This is my world to conquer. And so he wipes an entire planet, right? Mm-hmm. And it takes him some time. But given the opportunity, Nappa can fly through buildings. Hell, Piccolo, Tien can fly through buildings and probably tear people apart the way that he did.
Oh, yeah. They all can, for the most part.
Yeah.
Omni-Man doesn't show like any resistance when he goes through buildings and stuff like that either. But the one thing that they do have an advantage of, number one, Nappa and the scouters, they can detect them. Mm-hmm. Omni-Man doesn't have key sense. He has to physically see them or hear them.
Right.
To be able to fight them.
So you're saying that the Saiyans would have an advantage in finding the people, so they would be able to kill the people faster, or?
Correct. Whereas it took Omni-Man so long because he has to physically find them. He can't see them.
Okay. So you think he's faster than the Saiyans at that time?
At least Nappa, yeah, definitely. Like okay. I said, Vegeta's the only one I would give the contest to. Okay. I think Omni-Man and Mark can easily take out Nappa. Well, Mark would probably struggle, but Omni-Man could definitely take out Nappa.
Yeah.
That's for me, I think he could easily take out Nappa. Vegeta, I'm supposed to be the tag team going against. Vegeta will probably kill them both. I hate to say it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I personally think Nappa stands a good chance against the two. Partially because Mark will probably hold Omni-Man back a little bit. He's going to have to be careful watching out for his son. Kind of how they did on the other planet when the other Viltrumites showed up. But if it was a one-on-one, I do think Omni-Man has a better chance against Nappa. I just don't think that he can finish a job unscathed. I don't think he does it, like, easily. I think he's going to struggle if he can pull off the win.
Well, also, Nappa likes to play with his food.
Yeah.
Omni-Man doesn't. He goes in for the kill. That's true. Purposely trying to punish or torture.
That's true, yeah.
So the first second that Nappa lets his guard down, that's it.
Okay.
But the only difference, Omni-Man can breathe in space, the Saiyans can't.
I don't think Omni-Man, I think they hold their breath. When Alan the alien shows up
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Because when Mark went to space to the other planet to like help the astronauts or whatever, he needed that shield thing.
Dude, I don't remember. I don't remember that. Okay, well then, never mind. My bad. I lied.
Yeah, I think they do the same. They gotta hold their breath, just like when Goku fights Beerus in the atmosphere. There's still oxygen, but like if you were to go out a little bit further, he would either have to hold his breath, or I don't know if he would die.
Okay, answer me this: has Omni-Man been shown to destroy anything bigger than a building?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far?
You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it.
Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, all right, all right.
He did fight that big Kraken-like thing when he was fighting Mark. And that thing was kind of tearing him apart. Until Mark came up and helped him out before he knew he was evil.
Okay, because I'm siding with Agent K over here. Because by this point, Nappa and Vegeta, they're already planet busters easily. It showed Vegeta destroying a planet just with this little finger thing.
But see that? All you got to do is just power it up, and then all those guys are freaking planet busters.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of trying to avoid Ki Blasts. Because I think if you put Ki Blasts into it, it's not going to be as one-sided. Or it's not going to be as balanced, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. That's the point. It's the death battle, basically. Who would win with all their hacks? Which I was going to say, if I'm not mistaken, I think Omni-Man has, once they master their power or whatever, basically has like infinite stamina. He doesn't get tired no more, essentially.
I don't know.
And I just did a quick look. Omni-Man's greatest feat of strength was destroying his homeworld, Viltrum, by punching a hole through it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty strong. Because I don't know that Vegeta or Nappa could do that. Not with their fist.
No, they need Saiyan Saga. Yeah, they need Ki Blast.
Yeah.
It's not till Frieza and Cell Saga that they could do something like that.
Yeah.
But they don't do it.
So going all out, but I would need to see what kind of after effect he has. Because if he comes out all tired, or if he comes out all just whatever, that was a piece of cake, that could make all the difference.
Well, okay, so what did it say, like, how he does it? Like, does he go into space and then comes back down to punch it? Or did he just do it, like, at ground level?
He's deflected a Texas-sized meteor away from Earth.
And we see Vegeta with meteors. Either way, but that's during the Saiyan Saga.
That's Cell Saga. I think the most comparable you could do is the Lord Slug movie. Before Super Saiyan was achieved, they were trying to take out a meteor, a big ass meteor, and Goku shoots a Kamehameha at it, I think. Yeah, Goku and Krillin fly up and they shoot a Kamehameha. And this is Lord Slug.
That's a movie, though.
Yeah, it's non-canon, but I would say that's the most relative to the time. And this is Goku and Krillin. So
Vegeta and Nappa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading something based off of the
comics.
Yes. This is his strength. That's fist only. City blocks.
Damn.
And he can destroy city blocks and, of course, the planet. But striking power of 9,874 tons. His lifting strength is 2,468 tons. Speed, 3.7 million miles per hour.
I could have sworn he was faster than light.
Let's see.
Because I think by this time, Nappa and Vegeta, they should be faster than light, shouldn't they?
They don't really knock for a long time.
Yeah.
Technically, instant transmission, even though it's supposed to be instant, one of the stupid, I don't know how to pronounce the thing, Daya, Shu, whatever,
says that it's actually,
Yeah, it's actually the speed of light.
Huh.
So it takes them quite a few seconds to get to wherever it is he's going, unless it's relatively close.
Hmm. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, didn't Goku has light speed feet in Dragon Ball?
I don't think in Dragon Ball. Anyways, like I said, I think they take Nappa with ease. It's Vegeta that they have to worry about.
Yeah, see, okay, so I'm looking at, so this guy says, the biggest feat that Omni-Man has is in his own worlds, pulling back a meteor from the size of Texas to space. Nappa can easily slap characters that can destroy moons casually, so Nappa stomps. Reddit users kind of seem to be agreeing that Nappa wins. Let's see. Omni-Man's best feat is destroying his home planet with the help of two other Viltrumites. And after the core of the planet was damaged by a laser. So Omni-Man is one-third planet level. Nappa is a planet level at least. And he bests Piccolo, who was above Far Moon Buster.
Oh, probably when he destroyed the moon during the training with Gohan.
They just worded it really weird. But somebody else says, in terms of firepower, he is below Nappa. But his speed feats put him up far above Nappa in any conceivable way. Firstly, Nolan has traveled 4 times around the Earth in 20 minutes. That's Mach 320. It took Nappa around an hour to get around the Earth in the show. Nappa is maybe 10% of Nolan's speed. I agree that Nappa is stronger, but that's useless if your opponent is faster.
Mm-hmm. Won't be able to catch him.
So they bring up a really good point. Yeah, like you said, I think, honestly, Nappa can probably move faster in an instant. But if we're talking a constant speed, Omni-Man probably is faster. Like, he can move faster for longer periods and, I think, almost match Nappa's speed, like, in teleportation.
I think the only thing that's going against Nappa, that fool's dumb. Dumb as a rock.
Like you said, I think Omni-Man has a solid chance. As strong as Nappa is and as fast as Nappa is, I will give you the win for Omni-Man. Because, like you said, Nappa likes to play with his food. And the second that he underestimates, because he always comes in thinking, oh, I'm tough, I'm the strongest, aside from Vegeta. As soon as he thinks that and underestimates Omni-Man, like that, he's dead. But if it's a drawn-out battle, I know Omni-Man has the endurance. I know he can take a beating. It would come down to if Invincible can take down Nappa by himself and let Omni-Man focus on Vegeta, I think that's a really good matchup.
Because on that point, I don't think Invincible would let loose like he did against the Viltrumites because he's on planet Earth.
Okay, so let's make that irrelevant. Let's say he's fighting on a Kai's planet. It's extremely durable. There's nobody around. He's able to let loose all he wants.
I mean, that's technically what they did in DBZ.
Exactly.
They went out in the middle of nowhere where no one can get hurt.
Because technically, the Viltrumites that Mark was fighting, they weren't nowhere near as strong as Omni-Man because he was taking on both of them at the same time, essentially.
Omni-Man is the strongest of his kind, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds almost correct. I think he's one of the strongest. I don't know if he is the actual strongest, but I know he is one of the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Gods of Destruction for DBS. Not all of them are strong. There's actually quite a few that are weak as hell.
Yeah.
And that's basically bringing me to my point. The Viltrumite that Mark was fighting was a low tier. Mm-hmm. So we can't really say that Mark.
I don't know if that was said exactly, but what I think is implied is that Mark has been holding back because he's afraid to kill someone. So when he starts...
definitely true.
Yeah. So when he starts letting loose because he's fighting someone who's on his level of strength, at least, he shows some impressive moves, some impressive feats, like strength-wise, battle technique. He copies Omni-Man's combo. The combo that he used to kill the immortal. He does that same move on that chick. I forgot her name. He learns quickly, it looks like. So I think adaptability, if Mark goes in at Nappa 100% from the get-go, I think he can kill Nappa. And if they double team Vegeta, I think Vegeta gets a run for his money.
Dude, look at that. He switched sides already. Mm-hmm.
No. I still think, though, Nappa is going to be the one that gets taken out first.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless.
And that was my point. You know, when you put them both together and you include Ki Blast and stuff like that, it's, you know, Vegeta's, I'd be that guy. Vegeta's probably going to win. If not, will win. But when you put, like, strengths and just Omni-Man, how strong he is, Nappa, like I said, Nappa doesn't stand a chance. If it's Omni-Man versus Nappa, they're gone. Dead.
Yeah.
Well, Mark is the only one I'm worried about. I agree, though. If he's got no one to fear, no one around him that he's worried about killing anyone and he wants to go all out, he might stand a chance against Nappa. I'm not 100% sure. But, see, also, are they going to do what they did in the Saiyan Saga? Let Nappa fight first against everyone and let Vegeta have sloppy seconds? Because if that's the case, then I agree with Agent K over there. I think Nappa goes down pretty quick, and then they tag team Vegeta, and that's where Vegeta's probably going to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think overall Vegeta takes the win. Even if it's Omni-Man and Mark at the same time, the Giga.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think Vegeta takes the dub.
Because don't forget, we haven't even mentioned Vegeta's Ozaru form.
That, god damn it.
I think, no, honestly, I think Ozaru form,
It's a bigger target, but
Omni-Man is faster. I think he gets around, Vegeta's not as fast. He's strong, but he's clunky. He's not as fast. I think Omni-Man should take that form.
Plus, they don't know about the tail weakness, so.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, because you get that form is 10 times stronger than what you currently are.
Yeah.
That can lay down the smackdown, like, hardcore. Yeah. Like, Mark's out instantly. Mark's gone.
And then, like that, who's to say he just goes back to normal and just fights him one-on-one? Because he can just destroy his artificial moon he made.
Omni-Man is pretty smart in battle. I think he picks up on the moon pretty quickly. If not to tell, he's going to pick up on the moon.
How's he going to destroy it, though?
I mean, like I said, he got speed. Like, at a constant speed, he flies out, he destroys it, comes back down.
Ain't it essentially just like a ball of light? I don't think it's like a fireball, is it?
I have no idea.
It's the equivalent of just the brightness of a full moon.
So yeah. It's a ball of light, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, he could dissipate fly around and dissipate the light. I don't know.
Well, still, I think, if anything, if they go one-on-one at the same time, Nappa might even survive it. If it's like Nappa versus Mark and then Vegeta versus Omni-Man at the same time, I don't think Omni-Man's going to have the chance to snap Mark out of his fear of killing somebody. His hands are going to be full.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Mark would be his weakness. If they go one-on-one, Omni-Man versus Vegeta and Mark versus Nappa, that's going to be his biggest weakness, I think, is Mark. He's going to have to be looking out for him.
Never know.
Either way I see it, I think Saiyans win.
I agree.
I would have to agree, sadly.
The game's winner is the Almighty Prince Vegeta!
But I just think with how fast Omni-Man is, he's going to put up a fight. And he could take the W, but it's an underdog fight. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But his speed and strength, though, I think is stronger than what they are at the Saiyan level.
I'll say that. I think physically, I think Omni-Man is stronger than them. Ki Blast included, I think that's what gives the Saiyans the upper hand for most of the fight. Yeah.
That, and don't forget how you said earlier, Minaram, they have the scouters. He can sense
wherever he's at,
even how fast he is, no matter how fast he is. So if he comes behind him real quick,
might be able to blow up. Who knows?
Yeah, but regardless, if Omni-Man shows up, he sees it. We've already decided he's almost at Vegeta's level. And reading a power level of 8,000 or 9,000, whatever W you want to take, Vegeta crushes his scouter. The scouter's gone.
Yeah.
Irrelevant now. So if Omni-Man comes down and reads a 10,000,
he's gone. Yeah, I agree. Okay. It's going to be a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless. Because, like I said, he's the closest guy to, like, Superman for the most part without being Superman.
Yeah.
And, of course, without the ridiculous feats that Superman has.
Yeah.
But but he's a straight up badass, and his son's gonna follow in his footsteps eventually. Yeah. Like be up that tier.
Oh yeah.
I would love to see the fight. Now give it like 15, 20, give Mark like 10 more years of training. And then, sorry, but I'm going to have to go with the Mark and Omni Man.
Honestly, I don't even know if he would need a full 10 years. I've been saying from the get-go of like basically halfway through season one, he needs some proper training. If Omni Man would have had time to train him at least a year or two, Invincible Mark would have been a complete badass.
Dude, like, and that's funny how he was in the hospital. And that was funny how he was trying to do that right before the Viltrumites got there.
Yeah.
No, it's too early.
Yeah. That, like, I think, honestly, like, I know a couple of things that happened later in the comics because they were spoiled for me. But, like, talking strictly animated series right now, I mean, he even looked like a badass when he was fighting one of the Viltrums. Had he been given time, like, he wouldn't be in the hospital after every fight.
Yeah.
It seems like he's being in a Zenkai, essentially, after every fight. He's, like, getting way better.
Yeah.
Training.
Yeah, yeah, training.
Training.
Yeah, actual combat experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's technically true for anyone out there for the most part.
Yeah.
Every time you fight someone, you know, your body toughens up, even though you got your ass kicked. It toughens up. You get better. You get stronger. You learn from your mistakes, stuff like that. And
yeah.
That's essentially what he's been going through since episode one.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, you give, well, if you say just a year or two, but I'd say give him another 10 years. I don't think the Saiyans stand a chance if he's on Omni level or stronger. Because Nappa would be gone almost instantly.
Yeah.
And then you have two technically Omni Mans against Vegeta. I don't think he stands a chance.
Oh, okay.
But but I'm just going by the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, I never read the manga, the anime. Oh my god,
comics!
I never read the comics. I heard about them. I've never read them. Yeah, just strictly going off the anime right now. Saiyans are probably going to win as of right now. Mm-hmm. But you give them another, I guess, like two or three seasons, then yeah, I think the Saiyans lose. Like,
yeah,
with these.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
All right. Looks all right, like it's a case closed.
Yeah, for now. Saiyans take it.
Let's revisit this here in like 2 years or something.
For sure, but for now, I think it is time to
close it down.
If y'all would be so kind, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. If you're looking for the uncut episodes, you want to hear me say barnacles as many times as I did this episode. Check out Patreon if you're on the go. Guns, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued and replaced by YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Never said anything bad about Pandora.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's so terrible.
And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Bro Etiquette, where we cover the bro code. See if it still stands to this modern day. If you want to send me any game suggestions, agentk@theessayfiles.com.
And if you have any battle suggestions, send them to guns@theessayfiles.com. If you'd like to send any picks, send them to bogusbird@theessayfiles.com.
He likes some big, cheesy, greasy, like some... Oh. Small, tiny, like some white, black, purple, green, brown, yellow, ooh, whatever you got. He loves it. He said if you want to put a little Santa hat on it, or maybe a little top hat, a little bit of a little pipe in the tip,
a little beard.
Yeah, he said he's going to rate him.
A pipe to the tip.
Yeah, he said it. You know, dress it up, you know, put a little scarf on it, make it look like a snowman.
Do you want to be a snowman?
He said he's holding out competition right now, and yeah, he will repay the favor with the pick of his own.
Oh. Mm. There you go.
Y'all nasty. Y'all nasty.
And Minarum, where can they find you?
YouTube.com/Minarum.
All right. And with that, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Catch us later on the next episode of The Essay File. This is Agent K signing out.
This is Guns douching out.
Burn arm, sign out.
Peace.